Typically, it's an exciting time. You know, all the boats are getting ready to go and everyone's down in the boat harbor, and that's sort of the focal point of attention. And this year, it's just not like that. It's pretty crazy, really. We're used to hearing the tour boats going by and fishing boats going out, and it's just nothing.
So what kind of fishing do you do? Like this time of year, what would you normally be doing?
And typically I fish for king salmon at this time of year, but I do have a halibut trip scheduled. My first one of the year for this year next week, which is a local family from Wasilla that's going to come down and get on my boat. That's all we're really getting now is local fishermen, and there just aren't that many of them for the number of boats that there are. So, you know, I think I have, 23 trips on the books left from 57 that I had February 1st, and almost all of them are local residents.
So yeah, tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, without any out-of-state visitors, really, how bad has business been so far this summer?
I never thought I would see the day after 25 years of being in business and being a well-known guide here where I just didn't have any charters on my calendar. That's just never been one of the things that I worry about. And of course, like any small business owner, I worry about a lot of things, but I never thought that I would see the day when, you know, half my charters would evaporate in the course of 6 weeks, but that's exactly what happened.
And I mean, we've heard about folks having to sort of pay back deposits and things like that. Are you in that kind of situation too?
No, you know, fortunately I'm not. I've been doing it for a long time and I don't take deposits. I just take a credit card to hold it, just because I've always been afraid of something like this happening where you'd have to refund a bunch of deposits that you already spent. A charter operator that's taken deposits for the last, you know, 12 months to book the following year, and then a lot of them use some of that money as working capital, especially, you know, towards the beginning of the season. And then all of a sudden at the beginning of the season, their trips were canceled and they're forced to give this money back. And there are several that I've talked to that just haven't received any sort of a loan from the government yet. And they have given back all the money they can for deposits. And, you know, one guy that I talked to, you know, his parents told him that he should look into bankruptcy. And then he reminded his parents that they were the holder of the note for his business. And so he would have to not pay them back. You know, it's a family business and the parents are still counting on the business to earn money so that the son can pay the parents for the business that he bought. And I mean, nobody wins if he declares bankruptcy. And a lot of these folks just haven't received any money yet and they're out of money and the debt's piling up at the beginning of the season. So you can see how it could just be a really difficult situation at the moment for a lot of guys.
Yeah. And you mentioned this already, but I guess there's some hope that Alaskans in-state will maybe do more charter fishing. And you also said on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and proposed changing the bag limit on halibut for this season anyway. How would the bag limit change, and explain why you think that's necessary?
What we really wanted to do is provide an opportunity for resident anglers. And since we knew business was going to decline greatly this summer, the idea was to try to open up some days that were closed to halibut fishing and increase the bag limit so resident anglers would have a better opportunity to put some fish in their freezer for the winter. And we wanted to give them a little bit more incentive to do that. And, you know, hopefully this combination of increasing the good circumstances for Alaskans to get out there and catch some fish and some government loans that are still forthcoming. There are several of them that are still forthcoming, and perhaps lifting the travel ban for the peak season so we can pick up some of that lost business might be enough of a combination of different types of assistance and work so that these guys that are the most vulnerable on the charter fleet may be able to survive if they do everything they can do to stay in business.